Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of poets who come together every Friday to celebrate the written word, spoken word art. Welcome home to anyone who has just joined us for the first time. Welcome as well. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcast from right around Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado, in a country where the president can't even spell. But we're happy to have people join us from all around the world. And we're returning. This is the April 26, 2019 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. Sitting directly kind of in front of me now is the man who keeps everything moving, Mr. JT. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. And to his left and to my right, a very happy presence in the studio. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to find a happy person.
Christine.
Hi.
We have Christine joining this evening. And thank you for coming back and joining us again.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Forgot how fast the wheels come off when I come down here.
No, they've gone off so many times. It's just they come off in a different direction when you're down here.
Have we ever put them back on?
No. So the question is, how many wheels do we have and how many have come off? So we're back here. This isn't really like we're not doing an After Dark segment tonight.
Nope.
There's
nope.
not a Studio X segment tonight.
Nope.
There's none of those things. So this is just a straight evening of poetry and just community. And I think it's going to be great.
Nope.
Now
I was just going with the rhythm.
JT, can you?
I can do a lot of things.
Now
I'll just go upstairs.
So, last week, of course, we were off for Good Friday, which we kind of do every year, and we observe it. Now, I posted a video of the identity of the poet of the month up there. I will be re-announcing, just kind of re-upping who it is at the beginning of the first segment, in case anyone wants to read it. Although I do know there are a few poets, at least, who have read who it is. If you don't know, the page has actually been updated, so you can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, go to the top where it says Poet of the Month, and you'll get all the info on who the person is this month. Now, anything you want to add, JT? How did you spend your week off? Like, what? Both you and Christine. Like, how was the night off the show?
Was it good? It was good.
I did.
Good
leg
Friday
day.
Was good.
Yes, you did. You did leg day.
Yep.
You mean you went to mass?
Yes.
Yeah, I worked on the studio.
Nice.
Disassembling and starting to rearrange, and so this is a different setting for me.
Yeah, no, I came in and it's completely kind of flipped in a way. And we do this every how
We're
many
on
years?
We're on the ceiling now.
Gravity has completely reversed itself.
Okay.
But only in here.
Only in this room. And it's kind of a nice little way to shake things up.
What
I
did
think.
You do?
I ate Italian food. Really good Italian food.
I was going to say, shock and surprise?
My No, actually, my body didn't know what to do. It was like, oh, what is this thing called pasta?
Sleep.
Must sleep. I fought through the urge.
Good.
Yeah, no, it was a night where I decided that I was going to enjoy the weather. I was going to enjoy good food. I was going to enjoy the momentary reprieve of not doing the show. Because, as you know, as we work through the week and all the things we're working on, I mean, we work a lot.
Yes.
And, like, even Wednesday, you know, we're having fun while we're doing it. But if anybody saw, like, the Facebook stories thing that we were in a studio working Wednesday night, you know, so we work consistently all the time. So when we have a night like that where we're able to be free, sometimes it's for me, it was useful to just say, hey, I'm going to consciously choose not to work and to go experience stuff and just be open and be fine.
Yeah.
So I have things to bring back to my work. So that's kind of where I was. I'm sure everybody has their own points of view on this.
Yeah.
I agree. Now, everybody, I'm just letting you know, all poets, Christine is already.
it's been a long year.
And you
already.
We don't have to go into it, but I mean, you get up really, really early anyway, don't you? What time do you usually get up?
4:15 in the morning.
Okay, so I'm like 4:15, 4:30. We're all there. We're all getting up right around the same time, right?
Yeah,
so,
you deal with children. I deal with adults.
Yeah. It's all
doctors
in its own way. I have immense respect for what you do and for what you do as well, JT.
Well, thank you.
All right, so I think should we just get into the rules?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. We're going to get into the rules first before we do the Colin segment. So basically, the way this works, if you're listening for the first time, which I don't really think any of you are, but I'm just going to throw this out anyway. The way we do this is we do several segments, 5 unique callers. Your call is put in the order in which it is received. If you're not getting through, just keep trying. JT will generally jump on and tell a few people, hey, we already have our 5 callers if for some reason we filled up ahead of time. Also, check the chat room. We'll put it in there when it happens. Also, we will make sure that everyone gets a chance to read, okay? Now, after we've done a couple segments, we'll see if there's a need for a third. If there isn't, we'll just immediately go into a thing called the return engagement, where anyone who wants to read can call in for the first time or again to read another poem. If we do think there's a third, we'll do that. We'll do the third segment, and then we'll do the return engagement. So that's basically how it's going to work out. Here are the rules. Number one, no hate speech. We don't do it on the show. Never have, never will. Number two, please skew PG-13. We have families. We have people who listen to this show, and we want them to be able to enjoy this and kind of help foster the love of poetry. And I think we all can get behind that. We have a lot more listeners on our podcast edition than you see live. And that's statistically backed up. Way more listeners from podcasts. So that's something we really need to make sure we're doing for people. Now, we're not in the business of censoring. So if it's art, fair enough. You know, we might not jump in, but if it gets gratuitous, we do reserve the right to jump in and recommend you read it during the After Dark segment, which is the first Friday of every month. Rule number three, please be prepared when we come on the line. It's just respectful for everyone as, we just want to respect everyone's time and keep the show moving. Number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes. Once again, it's just a respect thing and just the form of the show. And number five for us, if you have any comments or suggestions, we love those. But if you mention them on the show, it's hard for us to remember because we're doing a lot of things here. So if you can send it to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or just put it in the contact form at worldpoetryopenmic.net. We can get it there and we can actually discuss it, and there's a much greater chance of us using it. We've built a whole bunch of things off suggestions, so that's something we take very seriously. All right, anything you want to add before we go into it, JT?
I'm good.
Christine, anything?
Let's get this party started.
I thought you were going to do the Esquerit thing. I'm like, oh, she's in a little pump. That's weird. Okay. We need 5 unique callers, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry, Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry, Open Mic.
And we're back.
Woohoo! Sorry, I couldn't help myself. No?
All right. No, that was great. That was great. This is already great
Come
radio.
On, Rick Flair.
High energy. Let's just
No, I'm not going to do a Rick
let's
Flair.
Let's crank this machine up here.
To 100. Does it go up to 100?
No, technically, it's like a... All right. Oh, God, we get you guys
this
in a room.
This only goes to 11.
To all the poets, I want to apologize for what happens when we get JT and Christine in a room together and give them microphones.
Oh, and you are so innocent.
I never said that. All right. JT?
Yes, sir.
He's pushing buttons.
Yeah. Okay, let's just move on.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, we've got some great poets lined up. My gosh. But before we get into it, I do want to just kind of re-up who the poet of the month is. Now, of course...
I forgot about that button. I thought you were supposed to fix that, dude.
He redid the studio.
What, he refound the button?
Yes.
He plugged in a new keyboard? All right.
Don't say it.
I know. That's
the person
problem.
That's special for the month.
All right. Are we good? Is everybody fine? Are we okay?
His finger is sitting on the button.
Make a bubble mouth, okay? Everybody just... and let me do it. Okay, here we go. So, I did a video on the Facebook page explaining who the poet was last week. However... I'm going to give the identity now. So, the identity of the monthly lauded poet is Charlotte Bronte. Now, you can actually see the details about her if you go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and just click on the Poet of the Month thing, and you'll see there's a link there that will take you through everything. Also, I've listed what the clues have been for the last few weeks as well. And we're going to be kind of updating that monthly now, so you'll be able to go and see that. And I'm sure it'll make it way, way easier for people to Google who these people are, but we'll just do it anyway. So, Charlotte Bronte is our April 2019 Poet of the Month. All right, now we're going to go into the callers. We're going to start right away with the man who is insistent. He's like the Tom Brady.
No, we don't hate him that much.
I don't hate Tom Brady. I'm just saying the guy who hits number one all the time. Let's go to Dennis, who's calling this time from Indiana. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Dennis from Indiana here.
Now, what's going on in Indiana? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm here for a poetry meeting of the Poetry Society of Indiana. They're having their spring meeting.
Oh, great.
Tomorrow, and I'm in town in Anderson, Indiana, so I'll be ready for the meeting tomorrow.
Well, wonderful. Well, we're happy that you still made time to call in, and we're happy to have you.
Well, it's always glad to be part of this, and when I'm on the road and it's I'm able to do so, I will call in. And a big welcome back to Christine.
Hi.
We sure have missed her.
Yeah, we have. That's true. We really have.
I was thinking you were in Indiana because you were selling musical instruments to a high school or to a school.
Don't give away my business plan.
Mm.
All right.
I made a reference.
Oh, yeah, the music man.
It's not River City. It's Anderson.
That's right. Nothing like that ever happened in Anderson.
The Wells Fargo wagon is coming down the street.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anyway, Dennis, what do you have for us?
Well, I do have a poem written by Charlotte Bronte share with you this evening. And the title of the poem is Regret. And it starts like this. Long ago, I wished to leave the house where I was born. Long ago, I used to grieve. My home seemed so forlorn. In other years, its silent rooms were filled with haunting fears. Now, their very memory comes, or charged with tender tears. Life and marriage I have known, things once deemed so bright. Now, how utterly is flown every ray of light. Mid the unknown sea of life, I no blessed isle have found. at last. Through all its wild wave strife, my bark is homeward bound. Farewell, dark and rolling deep. Farewell, foreign shore. Open in unclouded sweep the glorious realm before. Yet though I had safely passed that weary, vexed main, the one loved voice through surge and blast could call me home again. Though the soul's bright morning rose o'er paradise for me, William, even from heaven's repose, I'd turn, invoked by thee. Storm, not surge, should e'er arrest my soul, exulting then. All my heaven was once thy breast. Would it were mine again. End of poem. A poem by the poet of the month, Charlotte Bronte.
Great choice, great read, and wonderful way to kick off the show, Dennis. Thank you.
Well, thank you. She's got some interesting poetry that ought to be checked out, and I was delightfully surprised at some of the stuff I could read. Some of the stuff I couldn't read, but most of it was pretty good. Some of her old English or whatever it is.
I know, that's a little rough.
It is a little bit archaic,
yes.
But she's got a lot of good stuff there. So if you get a chance, look her up. And thanks again for sponsoring her as Poet of the Month. Another good choice.
Hey,
so
perfect. Thank you.
I'm going to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. Thank you. And that was Dennis leading off, calling from Anderson, Indiana. I just looked it up. Do you know that they used to produce cars in Anderson, Indiana?
Cars. They used to do cars in a lot of spots there.
Yeah, but there's also in Madison County. I'm aware that there's a whole movie about bridges.
Yeah, bridges of Madison.
People just
County.
Really get into bridges in Madison
they
County.
They really
right?
They
do. It's kind of like a pastime.
Yeah,
they're just all about the bridges.
Well,
there.
You know, when you live in a small town in the middle of nowhere,
what kind of cars did they make? Does it say?
I can pull it up
wheels?
Here real quick. I know General Motors was one.
Okay.
Let me see here. They 17 types of cars.
Oh wow!
Were manufactured in Anderson with the Lambert family among the city leaders in development. Buckeye gasoline buggy and the Lambert product. Hmm. The gas regulator, the stamp vending machine, also came from there.
Okay.
The clothes presser. Irish mail, in quotations, I don't even want to know what that is. Flower cars for funeral homes.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. A vulcanizing process to retread tires.
Okay.
JT, this show just got a whole lot more interesting.
Yeah. Vulcan. Oh, wait. No. Wrong kind of Vulcan.
Vulcanizing process. Dude, we could do a vulcanizing process to anything.
We could.
It's pretty amazing, actually. When you think about it.
Don't think.
Oh, I like to think. It just takes me to terrible places. All right, let's go now to, speaking of, actually not,
no,
that was a bad segue.
Bad.
Let's go
wow.
to Connecticut and talk to Barbara.
All right, let's go now to.
I'm sorry, I was just so interested in what you were listening, you know, talking about vulcanizing.
You know, well, I've looked this up, so it's a chemical process used to harden rubber, but it's derived from Vulcan, the Roman god of fire, obviously. So I think maybe the name Vulcan is just way more interesting than the actual process makes us think it is, you know?
I don't know, but I've seen that word my whole life and never really understood it, so thank you.
Oh, you're very, very – you can't see it right now, but I'm bowing and blushing at the same time.
Well, Poetry Opamake, where you can learn – information that'll make you win at trivia games.
Yes, yes, very true, very true.
So, I'm coming to you from a week of being really sick. I was I had like a sore throat and cough all week.
Oh, goodness.
And I probably should not have done Passover dinner, but I started last week and I wasn't feeling well, but, you know, I had to do it. So I cooked for 2 days feeling lousy and then, you know, just collapsed and then went to the doctor. The doctor said, oh, you just have like a virus. Just you'll be fine. Take this and that. So I did, but I didn't feel any better. So I went back to the doctor, and she said, nope, you need an antibiotic. So, so I ended up taking an antibiotic. And I feel better, but I still have one more day of it. And my throat is, like, still a little sore, so I'm a little hoarse. Anyway.
You're a pony.
No, I'm like one of those little horses, you know.
Oh, a mini horse? Yeah, I used to take the minis. I used to have a couple. No joke, this is true, Barbara. Instead of me mowing my lawn, I used to just let them into my. I had a fenced off front yard. I would just let them do that overnight.
And they would eat your grass.
That was it.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, the prompts for the Garden of Poetry and Prose this week were splayed and sinuous, and this is what came into my head. I don't know why, but anyway, here goes. Splayed on a deck on a sinuous river. The river wound around bends and corners. Sinuous as a snake, it went past homes where no one spent any time outdoors. One wondered, why build on such land if you don't come out to survey it for yourself? Sleek and satiny, the water pulsed with an inner movement seen only if you put your hand in, and then you didn't really see it, but felt the pressure of all that current on your skin pushing against it. And I imagine the fish felt it too if they went upstream. But we were going downstream, and the current flowed the right way, moving us in a strong clip down the valley. And you could see that water in the white wakes we left behind us, the interlopers on this body of water sailing above the real inhabitants underneath us. I lay flat on the deck of our boat, my legs splayed, and felt the sun beat down on my limbs as if I were being barbecued. That reminded me of food and the satisfying saucy goodness of real down-home eats at the end of this trip. And I let the river do its job, my stomach grumbling to the rhythm of the movement as we glided along on the back of the water on a summer's day, the current navigating as I lay, splayed legs flat against the warm wood of the gently used boat, soaking up the day. End poem.
A gently used boat soaking up the day. I like that line. Yeah. Way to go, Barbara.
Yeah, that was what came out. It was kind of weird. I've never actually
Well, I hope that's what came out.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, no. See, that this is a nurse is in that world. I understand. But, no, I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It was I just thought of the river. I thought of being on a river, and I've never actually done anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been on a boat, but not really like that. And
did you yell at people that you were on a boat when you passed by?
Well, we actually saw other people on boats, so we waved.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I'm not thinking of that trip because it wasn't really a river. It was a lake. So I don't think I've ever really done anything like that. And I have to, you know, credit reading. A lot of reading of Tom Sawyer and things like that.
Well, imagination's a great thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. You know. Anyway.
All right. Barbara, thank you so much for this. And we look forward to the return engagement and seeing what else you came up with.
Thank you.
You got
okay.
it.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay? Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Now, that was Barbara in Connecticut, in the number two spot here in our first segment. Now, when one thinks of Connecticut, JT, there are certain states that you start to think of as well, right? I mean, a lot of times you think of like the Northeast. You know, there's other things. You know, Connecticut. What are some other states in that area?
New Hampshire. Vermont.
Yeah.
Maine.
Vermont, America's winter playground?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. That would be the one.
Strangely.
Massachusetts.
One does. Massachusetts is my. It is literally my favorite state.
Sorry.
Yeah. You know that? It's just 4 hours from New York.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And the local brie and those dancers of Pingreeville.
Yeah.
Man. Mm. All right. The nightlife is amazing. So anyway, let's go now to a place where the nightlife, I'm sure, is just as amazing as Massachusetts. Let's go to Kentucky and visit with Philip.
Hey.
Hello, Philip. How are you, sir?
I am well. How are you, fellers and lady?
Good.
We are doing quite well. Not as well as I'm sure Kentucky is doing, but it's a beautiful time of year here in Denver.
It really is. Actually, we've had windows open. It's been a nice, cool day. Yeah.
See, that's awesome. We have that as well. We also have this is one of the reasons I love Denver is right around this time of year, where mm-hmm. when all the trees are really in bloom and it just everything's beautiful, mm-hmm. right? So that's what we have. And then in about a month, I'll be like, "Why am I here?" And then during the winter, I'll be like, "Why am I here?" It's always grass is greener all the time, Philip. That's the problem.
The grass is never greener. It's just grass.
It's just grass. There you go.
Unless it actually is greener, and then maybe you just might have a lawn problem.
I just put up no fences.
You know? There you go. My hero are the people who just walk into places and claim it for their own, even though other people have demonstrably been there for a long time. This is my yard too. Yeah, there you go.
Very much like a cat.
Very much like a cat. Yes.
Everything is a cat.
We can tie everything back to this.
Right. Yes, I will get to it. Thank you for the introduction. It's good to hear everybody else reading. It's good to be a part of the program. Thank you so much. And here it is, the title, Promethean Variations. 1. Thieved possessions from night, imitating stars with fallout blast mushroom clouds. 2. Red that wisdom resides and resounds in common streets, burns at garbage can flames where disguised kings drape themselves in rags to wander among the sickly homeless and mentally ill saints. Vox populi, everyday regrets, minor triumphs weighing hours, counterbalanced by pebbles. 3. Furious heat of the sun, gravity-palmed fusion, promises whispered to pre-interstellar societies who listen. 4. Soft hiss smolder, barely audible, arts consuming passion invisibly lit, youth's muscled tender or dusk-aged mortality, a salty palm's worth of redemptive value, perhaps to not be forgotten. 5. Seashells that remember the murmurous tides, saline swells and a twilit sky emblazoned on water. 6. All life moves ever in a single direction, footpaths led by fire toward merciful pyres. And there it is.
Wonderfully done, Philip. Really.
I appreciate that, sir.
Absolutely. Anytime. We're happy to have you. I'll contact you privately about this, but I'm just saying this on the show right now because, you know, what the hell?
Just bring it out in the open.
So Philip, I'll be in contact. I want to get your perspective and a few ideas we're kind of kicking around here for
World Poetry thing.
So I'll be in touch, and then we'll try to set up a time we can talk this next week, hopefully, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know I always make time for all you guys. So,
Appreciate you, man.
My pleasure. Thank you. And I look forward to the next caller.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, sir. Wonderful work.
Cheers.
Cheers. And that was Philip calling from Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky. Don't be fooled. home of the enamel-footed bathtub. And that is no joke. You can look that up. Okay, now...
And we were corrected. Like you had said, the grass in Kentucky is not green.
Uh-oh.
It's blue.
Yeah. Is it really blue? I don't think it's really blue.
You're no fun.
It's just sad, that's all.
Maybe it's sad. It's like the bluebird of happiness. It's just blue. Yeah. You know, like that song Blue River? Blue River, wider than a mile, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's blue because all of the rocks are falling in the ocean and the sea level's going up.
Right.
Okay, cool. Right. Now that we're in this vortex of crazy, let's break out of it and try to go somewhere that's got some sanity. The UK. Let's talk to Titus.
Okay, hey, Titus.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Michael.
How are
Christine
you?
Christine and JT. Oh, pretty good. It's nice to be back.
It's great to have you back. It's pretty early where you are.
It is, but I had a day off yesterday, so that's the reason why, yes.
Wonderful.
As you know, I work till 10 at night, so by the time I get home, my body's given up.
Oh, I would imagine, so. Yeah. How's the new position going?
Well, I did have the choice of 12-hour shifts, but I didn't fancy that.
Sure.
So the 1:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. kind of suited me. And I seem to have more time off in the morning, you know, like from 6 o'clock till 11 when I can have some free time. So that's my slot in the day where I'm free. So if you change the show's times, then I can probably do it. Yes, I've missed you.
Well, we definitely have missed you as well. We really, really have.
I'm apologies that I can't get on now. So that's the problem. Anyway, I better get on to some poetry.
All right.
This is for a contest, really. You have to write a poem to a painting. This painting's called Midnight on Moselle by Manon Sander. And the poem is called Ode to Melancholy. Woe, woe be gone. I am found to be deep in silent suffering. The credulous will of unwilling acceptance it drives to keep betrayal behind this mind in overkill. Resentment of the past on those it carries still. Suspicious minds without a master inhibit the past, and so diligence harries upon smattering such cause for disaster. The difference is unhurried melancholy. It holds such pittance for small mercies, which often disrupts it choosing to folly outrage of the instigated mind it curses. It leaves us with an indigenous species. Emergence pains astutely with a blithe, disgruntled sorrow. The will decreases, bearing down wrought sardonic writhe. Yet grief defines to burrow overwrought upon this discovery, without it resolute to delve besotted stir, to have it bald this wail of mine it can finally uproot. End the poem.
We've missed that.
I just missed the communication is lovely, you know. It is indirectly dedicated to you all, I guess. Poetry found me. I didn't really have any interest in poetry. And therefore, in turn, it found some really brilliant friends as well. So without poetry, I would not have found you lot.
that's true. We wouldn't have found you either. But it's meaningful, and it's great to hear you come on and read it, but also just to hear the work and your voice again.
And, you know, people say you're pretty useful at poetry. So I just carried on. I just carried on, you know. It's just the way it goes, I guess.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Everybody's something, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. Anyway, thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you, sir.
And, I'm sorry it can't be on unless I'm on holiday or something like that.
Well, we're working on some solutions. We're working on solutions. We'll see what we can do.
Might send a recording.
Hey, now that's always a good option as well. So we'll talk.
Thanks a lot. Right.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Goodbye. And that was Titus Kahn from the UK for the first time in a while since he ended up having to change his schedule. So that's really something that was a treat for us.
Yes.
All right.
Now.
You know what it's time for? JT?
What's it time for?
It's time to get straight up sexy here. Do you know that?
Okay.
Can you play the After Dark theme? Even though it's not After Dark, you play it before this intro? Here we go.
So you want this
Yeah,
one.
This okay. one right here. Ready? Go. Yeah. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania.
You play the After Dark theme, even though it's not After Dark. You play it for this intro. Here we go.
So you want
this Yeah, this one right here. Ready? Go. Yeah. Let's go to Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Not disassembled. Number five alive.
Number five alive. Yes, yes.
Ooh, Stephanie changed color. Nice software.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. How are you, sir?
I am fine, I think. I'll have to ask myself. Jim, are you fine? Yes, I'm fine.
Okay. I think that answers the question. So, anyways.
We're fine here.
So, Jim, would it be safer to say that you're coming from a pit of existential despair, or should we still just say Pennsylvania?
Well, we've been fighting with ourselves.
Okay.
We called ourselves ugly names. And then we looked at it and said, that's not a curse. So, okay.
Fair enough.
We literally called ourselves ugly names.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. So, Jim, what do you have for us, my friend?
Well, when you hear the title of this one, you'll know exactly what spawned it.
All right. Perfect.
A.K.A. Chloe McDavid. Are you among the wise, capable of knowing when the vultures come to pick you apart? End of poem.
Very, very nicely done. Yes, Jim. I'm glad you read that one. I'm glad you titled it that. So basically, okay. I get hit with a decent amount of like kind of Facebook friend request things. And I sometimes just kind of put them off for a while, and then I come back to them. And so I was going through, and it turned out one of them, which looked pretty legit at first, turned out to be kind of one of those, the scammer, like the ones who just like tries to friend everyone and do that whole deal. And I didn't realize that that was the case until Jim contacted me and let me know. And then, so, yeah.
Well, my part of it is that I accepted the friend request. And then she started text messaging me.
Yeah, see, but here's the thing. She was saying the same thing to me. Yeah, and I just stopped talking to her.
Yeah, I don't know you, but I want to get to know you better.
Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't do that. That's not real world stuff, right? So,
and I'm thinking, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
So, no, thank you.
I'm in a relationship, and we're on the high seas. Leave us alone. Yeah. So, at any rate, we reported and all that, but that was her name, and Jim put that in the title.
Nice.
So that explains the background on that.
Nice,
Jim. Great job, man. Thank you so much. That makes me smile. I'm happy, and we'll talk to you during the return.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania. Rounding out our first set.
How come they never square it out?
You know, mostly because I just like the idea of a circle.
It's just never ending.
Comes back to itself.
But if it's contained within the circle, it's fine.
But it can contain inside of a box with circles and circles and dots and wavy lines.
You know, I think this is a really great line of questioning, and I think we should record this and put this out as a side thing. Christine's Quantum Mechanics of a Poetry Show. All right, let's go now to the next call-in segment. Oh. It's time for doing next segment. So we need five more unique callers, or if you haven't been able to get in, give us a shot. 720-240-9766.
720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock, when you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
So we're back here in the second segment. I'm looking through the chat room here, and I saw a quote Music is the soundtrack of our life. And it reminded me of a quote that I heard once from the great Kenny Chesney.
Yeah?
Which is, there are two universal languages, music and football. So we got two great callers here in this lineup. Whoa. Let's go to...
Sorry, my brain kind of hurts. So sorry.
It's like... There's like a second big bang. It just happened in our brains this time. Let's go now to George in Michigan, who I'm sure will appreciate that. Hello, George.
Hello. Hello, Michael.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm good. I wondered if you had any smoke drift over your house from that giant accident over there.
No, but man, there's been a bit of a, I can tell you, there's been a bit of a cultural hangover from it. A lot of people are pretty horrified with how bad that was.
Yeah. I happen to be, not too far from where you live.
Yeah, not too far. I mean, it's probably about, I-70, what'd you say, about 30 minutes, 40 minutes from here, JT?
Depending on which route, but yeah.
Depending on which route, yeah, for sure. But yeah. Something like that. Anyway.
I know it's, yeah. Anyway, things are good. Glad to see here, Dennis. He's the Johnny Appleseed of poetry. I put this in the chat room already, but he just goes everywhere, and drops poems, sprinkles them around like seeds, and then people from these other states join up. Some of them even call into your show.
That's true. They do.
So Johnny Appleseed, Dennis Appleseed White is helping us all.
That's great. I like the whole image of that. That's perfect.
Right. The thing I wrote tonight is I wrote it today, I guess, is sort of a prose poem. But in my line of growing up stuff. It's called Small Town at Night. In my father's car, I drive into our small town at night. It is after midnight. The wind pushes some drizzle around. In the cruiser, Percy drifts up the street, hoping he'll see nothing wrong. Just two cars at the tavern, lonely like a dim beacon in the mist. Some friends whisk by in a car, their laughter loud. The meat market is boarded up where Mr. Snake blew his head off, right by the ground beef and chicken hocks and Wonder Bread. He had been a day earlier for molesting a child. Lo Neely walks by without a sound, bent under his wet hat. They say before he went off to fight in the Bulge, he was a star student with a deep singing voice and a future. He came home different. He rarely speaks. They give him little jobs, like cleaning up Mr. Spade's brains in the market. Now he passes by on his way to sleep in his car behind the depot, where he will one day die of asphyxiation. Under old street lights, the brick sidewalks are like dark gator backs. Wet mirrored puddles are deeper where folks tread the most. A bike, too worn to steal, leans against the scarred door of a walk-up apartment. Percy slows to pass me. He knows me and waves. His taillights waver away. I park by Mr. Braddock's little grocery. He is rich now because he gave groceries to families during the decade-long depression and kept a tab. Very large tabs he called in when jobs came back. But the folks didn't have the cash, so they often paid him with land instead of money. Now he owns all the farmland. Now a shiny new grocery store has driven his store business to a trickle, but he doesn't care. Some driver speeds up the street and squeals around the corner on Mill Street. Percy lights up his cruiser and hurries by. He hates they'll have to confront someone, maybe even stick them in a cell where the roof leaks and there is the dumb paperwork. Mr. Shaw the baker, arrives with his key and goes in. He'll waft out the smell of bread and donuts from his oven vents all through the early morn. When Percy can get one of the first offerings and watch the town open up. And I can drive down across the bridge's puddles to home and enter the house quietly, having done nothing of gainful worth. Maybe tomorrow something will happen, and maybe it won't. End of play. Peace.
I really, really like that one, George.
It's a good piece.
Man. We were all just sitting here listening, nodding our heads and falling. It was just really cool.
Yeah, it's not exaggerated much. Those people all did those things.
Yeah, no kidding.
With slightly. Wow. Yeah, so anyways, glad you liked it.
We really did. And thanks for sharing it with us, man. This is what I miss when we're not doing the show 1 week, is getting this kind of feed of stuff every Friday night, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of my adrenaline goes up a little bit when it gets toward dusk here on Friday night myself.
I love hearing that. How cool.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
All right.
Well, thank you, and I'll move aside.
Sounds great, George. We'll talk to you soon. We want to find out when you're going to be in town and if we can find a way to connect.
I think around the 17th, 18th for about a week.
Okay. We'll see if we'll work to make something work.
I'll send you some details.
Sounds great, sir. Thank you. All right.
Goodbye.
Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan. Laying it down, JT.
Yeah.
Laying it down, picking back up, and throwing it down again. Calling his mama, and then kicking it across the room.
I have no idea where the hell that was going.
I literally do this just to annoy him.
Oh.
It's,
he does it on purpose. It's
I see
awesome.
Him just go like...
Oh, I wasn't looking up.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
I was like sitting there listening to it going, wow, Michael's getting a little poetic. A little violent, but a little poetic.
He's getting a little poetic. For God forbid.
I know. How dare
God
you?
God forbid. All right. Let's.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
That is true. All right. Let's go now to Arizona to speak with Mary.
I see him just going like.
Well, hello.
Hello.
How are
you,
Mary?
I see a three-way here. I just see a whole three-way going.
Really? What? What? Turn off the website, Mary. Turn off.
Oh,
I didn't think that was on yet.
Focus on the show.
Mary, bring it home.
Wrong kind of live broadcast.
I was going to say, I didn't think we were doing After Dark.
How are you?
Oh, put everyone in black and I'm just great. Great. I think this is an ironic night. Just a lovely ironic night. I'll put it back in the 80s for everyone with a song. And the next one, I'm going to just do my scribble. I can't even put it to a backdrop. I'm going to just play a little something. What a lineup. You know, I do music out in Phoenix now. I think some of them are good. Some of them are so good that I'm embarrassed to go after them.
Oh, really?
And then some of them, I kind of just look down, and I say, thank you for coming, because thank God they came.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And so I say that to writers, because it really, writing is the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm not ever going to be a good one. I'm not ever going to be even a decent one. I'll put what I do, and people love me, and that they know me, they might see what I'm saying, but... You know what I'm saying. When you read a book or you see a movie or you see something that moves you for the rest of your life. You know, that's what I see here. Anyway, my little scribble. I named it, I read one thing. I read one thing and I think of another. I hardly ever do one without reaching for the other. Almost like a human reaches for another. Perhaps that's why I'm reading it. So much pleases me so. I'm looking for the truth and the waywardly trust. The ones where the true things are said, though it's hard. Not to glimpse over life's hard dishes or breasts.
belief in one's strength to keep their thoughts dear to you, and trust in one's own self to always be true to you, even though it's hard sometimes to stand your ground, adversity driven all around us, blinding us sometimes to things that are important. I think reading helps these things. Not just reading within the same and isolated scope of things already known, reaching out of comforts and zones, just reaching toward things and to better ways of concepts of being, possibly of thinking, and even possibly better ways of enjoying our lives. I hope to always read one thing, which will always lead to another. That's it.
As beautiful and soulful as always, Mary. Thank you.
Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. If anything, it was a little break for a bathroom for someone, get a little snack.
Well, you can do all of that while sitting here and listening. I mean, you do kind of end up having to disappoint everyone else in the room with you, but you can technically do all of those things at the same time.
See, that's when I learned to walk and chew gum. That was a great feat.
That was a big day.
That was a really great feat for Mary. And then I avoided the cracks on the way home from Catholic school where I walked the little girl home. Come on, don't even start me with that.
Mary, we
Thank
love
you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you during the return, okay?
We love you too, all of me in here.
All right, sounds good. All 51 of you, huh? All right.
57.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mary. How could I? All right.
Do not get that wrong, Michael.
Right, well, I'll remember.
I depend on you.
I'm writing this down. 57. Okay.
Yes, till August 19th. Write that down too. Shut up, Mary.
All right, Mary. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you very
You're
shortly.
Welcome.
All right.
You're Bye. Welcome. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And that was Mary Collin from Arizona, squaring off the second segment.
Done.
Well, you know. Too.
We're tying off the second segment. It's like a sausage.
Ew.
In a nice little casing.
Okay, this is not After Dark.
What?
I.
Yep, got it.
Okay. No. All right.
And
so
that is how you quiet down Michael.
So Christine, we're Michael. Getting ready to do.
To do.
The R.E. Would you like to announce it?
No, because I know he's got a finger on a button.
Oh, he'll do it, but you have to say the words first. It's like a magical spell.
No.
Everybody, we're getting ready to go into the return engagement.
The return engagement!
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 There can only be one. Okay, so... This means anybody who wants to call in and read a poem for the first time, you can. If you want to read in, call. You want to call and read a second one. Wow, I'm getting back.
No
I was out of practice.
For the
guys.
Dwarf.
Out of practice, dwarf. All right. The number is 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back here for the return engagement. We've got some awesome poets lined up. We're excited to jump into this. So let's just do it. All right,
yeah.
let's head for...
Yeah!
This is what my inner monologue sounds like all the time, by the way. There's no cognizant thought, actually. I'm just kind of like, I think I want coffee. So it's like, and then we just go over and grab it. It's like, yay! If I don't get it, it's like... This explains so much about my life, doesn't it?
So much.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing. And everybody inside me goes, mm-hmm. All right, let's go now to Kentucky and talk to Philip, whose internal monologue, I'm sure, is far more advanced.
Who is having, you hear what I'm thinking? No, if you could hear what I'm thinking, I would probably be in jail.
Oh,
bro.
You know what? I think I would be the same, yeah. There's this anarchist side of me here, Philip, that literally would mm-hmm. just do things just to like see what kind of chaos I could create.
Dude, well, I don't think I can afford that bail.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm simpatico with you. sir, and good for both of us for being able to bite our tongues at times. I'm still working on that, though. I really am. It takes a lot sometimes.
It does.
I think I'm getting better at it. Yes. Well, it sounds like you guys are in good form, and I don't want to slow things down, so I'll just get right to it.
All right.
Here we go. The title, Maps from a Broken Compass. When we'd pretend sorrow fled inside the litany of lactic acid surges, tantric mantras that burn through our taut-muscled wings, migrating someplace sacred, a mutual secrecy undisclosed. Overgrown wilderness green, our lush treetop largo isles, moving with unwary patience, steady as the Galapagos, so many centimeters per year. Shared crescendoed cackles in recognition at how paranoid it sounds, parting moieties of woe into us and them campaigns. Our entwined variations on pain overflowed the palm-smooth stones, slick hymens jeweled with praises and nitrous hymns, spontaneous, sacrilegious. Our valley-hailed voices gestalt over this season's harvested poppies. Get so high, it's easy transcendence, lucid without memories, consciousness without beginning, strolls a glassy-eyed flaneur through ornate landscapes of rococo lawlessness. And there it is, fellers. And lady.
Very, very nice. Hey, great job, Philip. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the platform and everything you guys do. Contact me with your leisure, Michael.
I will.
You're the busy man, and I always make time for all of you guys. So cheers. Thank you so much, and have a good evening.
Hey, you too, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. And that was Philip Kahn from Kentucky leading off our return engagement segment. As they say in France.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, that's exactly what they say in France.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay.
Segment. It's the 14th most popular name in France.
Segment.
The best part about this is we don't have callers from France. Because they refuse. That's why. All right.
Say as I blame them.
Yeah, and it's literally because they refuse.
Right.
You know. By the way, funniest guy I had ever known was a guy named M.A., and he was from France. And I remember him really just trolling people. But there was a point where, this is back when I had an office job, there was a manager there who was a woman who was pretty serious, but she had apparently developed some sort of a crush on this other employee, and so she would kind of go in and like mess around with his monitor and turn it or what whenever he wasn't there.
Right.
And it was starting to drive this guy nuts. So she had come into the room after he had left and did it again, and Emma, who was good friends with the guy she was kind of trying to flirt with, walks up to her and just starts dancing. And then he goes, Jocelyn, do you have... $500? And she just kind of stares at him. No. And M.A. stops and then starts again. How much do you have? She just turns and walks off. He stops, turns and looks at me and goes, and it runs off. Fantastic. Not a sense of humor I have, but I appreciate it so much. The French sense of humor is amazing.
I was literally going to say I could see you doing that.
Oh, I learned
there was
so
no
much.
MA. It was just you and you're all in an
this is
alternate
one of my. This
universe.
Is one of my personalities.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. All right, now we're going to head to someone whose personality is resounding throughout the show. Let's go to Titus once again in the UK. Hello, Titus. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Happy
to have
you.
I was just thinking. I was thinking. I'd never used the word fellas, but I did use bedfellows once.
I'm sure you might have used that, but I don't know fellers. I haven't heard that often used in conversation.
I kind of feel uncomfortable saying that word somehow. I don't know why.
Yeah, I understand. Sorry, yeah. Well, but honestly, though, Titus, let's be honest here. We know Titus's work well enough, or not Titus's work, Philip's work well enough that's totally intentional. So yes. There's a reason for that. Yeah.
Yes. I'd love to say it, but I can't.
Yeah, I understand.
That's Philip's invention. Yeah. Anyway, thinking of Philip as well, this poem, the contest is The Haunted Lighthouse. Well, this is called The Lighthouse Keeper. It's got nothing to do with the lighthouse. It's metaphorical. And it's dedicated to all my poetic friends I've never met. And I think I'll put Dennis into that group anyway, but it's lovely to have met him. But it's called The Lighthouse Keeper. Love, like a log fire, I've kept a light shining. I've warmed to the distance, though the ocean out there I feel the currents are undermining the mind of this lighthouse keeper's emotion. How shattered rocks have become me, the isle that is, I am. That boat down there, as it mingles with the backlash of the waves in single file, eludes with listening power, a plenty shingles. Epic journeys, mind you, I can feel it will moan. The wind will come asking, take to task, man. The ghost of love confides will find alone how unhappiness sinks the rocks. This omen, the spirits say, to sign weight resorts deeper inwardly to keep God your lighthouse keeper. End of poem.
Lovely.
Oh, I just realized it's a sonnet.
I love it.
I'm a sonnet keeper. You're
by an accidental sonnet keeper, actually. As
it yeah, it was accidental, actually.
Well, sir, thank you so much. And we appreciate it. So happy to hear from you. Really.
Thank you. Yes, it's unfortunate I can't come on, but my body just can't wake up at that time. Sorry about
no
that.
No one can blame you for that, sir, but we'll see if we can come up with some sort of accommodations here to help.
Okay, lovely. Thank all you,
right.
Everyone.
Thank you, sir. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
And that was Titus Kahn from the UK.
Needing a nap.
Well, yeah.
Poor guy.
I think we all need naps, but he's on the other direction.
Yeah.
that's the thing. All right, now we're going to go to Jim in Pennsylvania, the land of writing utensils.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Lisa named Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, so Jim, JT and I are firmly in the camp that believe that Jar Jar was a hidden Sith Lord. Where do you stand on that conspiracy theory?
I try not to think about Jar Jar.
Well, thanks for bringing that all to the rest of us then.
In my opinion, he mercifully showed up less and less as the movies went along.
Yes, he did.
That is true.
But he didn't die.
No,
he didn't. No, if I had the chance, I would have.
Yeah.
I would have put him out of our misery.
Put him out of our misery. I like how you say that. That's a good one. All right, sir. What do you have for us?
Well, hold on. George asked, is he still selling Bud Light? And to that I say, dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
I'm not going to say what I have to say to that because we're trying to keep this family friendly.
Okay. So I wasn't sure what I was going to read, so I'm going to settle with this one. At the moment, it's untitled, so I could use some suggestions on a possible title.
Okay.
A Sabbath's rest before death's death knell, then the rising sun risen with the rising sun. End of poem.
What do you think, JT?
I don't know yet. I'm processing it.
What's the first line again, Jim?
A Sabbath's rest.
Wait a minute. A Sabbath rat? Not a Sabbath rat. Okay, not a rabbit's.
Nope.
Okay.
No, so you know, Jim, this is going to sound out there, but how about resucito? Resucito.
Is that Latin?
It's Spanish. It's Spanish for resurrection.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's an idea.
Text me how to spell that.
I will. No problem.
Yeah, that way it gives a... Because I have no... The only word I really know in Spanish is go.
And that's really the only one you need, to be fair. However, in this particular case, other elements of the language might be helpful.
Sí, señor.
Sí, señor. I will be. I'll be sending that to you right in a moment when we get off the phone here. Okay. Okay. All right, Jim. Thank you, and thank you for the accents. Yeah. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next time. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Bye. So, just to go on the record here, what actually just happened was Jim came on, read a poem about Easter.
Yep.
But also in the same call, did an impersonation of Jar Jar Binks.
Yep.
And Pablo Escobar.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So there we go. Just to clarify that.
I thought it was like Slowpoke.
He might have done that one too, to be honest. All right. So now we're going to go to this is the place where I really feel like this state nickname is the right thing. The logical next step. Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut. Hello, Barbara in Connecticut.
Wow, this really crept up on me.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Four people. I'm
passage
four.
Of time.
Oh, wow.
It's frightening.
Okay, let me get myself ready here.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever read this one. I wrote it in April during Poem a Day, and I didn't, day 13, I don't think you ever heard this one, called The View From.
I don't recall. I don't think so.
We have it. It's called The View of the Mountains.
Okay.
The view I always loved the most was that of the mountains, still far from us as we coasted along the highway, but appearing like lavender dreams jutting in front of us with their beckoning vistas to come climb them and see for ourselves the reality of those slopes. Their towering presence captured my imagination as I wondered how they would look close up. And I waited to see them as we kept driving. But when we did see the nitty-gritty of the land, excuse me, we were already a part of it. The mountains had swallowed us up without my knowing, and we were on their roads and traveling within their boundaries, not realizing that with our perspective in a car. Mountain seeds surrounded us with green firs and leafy birches, this dark off-white bark fascinating my city-starved eyes with their fashionable appearance among the verdant members, not like the dark bark of the towering trees creating a dense forest covering the gem of those birches when viewed from afar. And later in my life, after I'd studied Robert Frost and knew of his ode to birches, I could imagine myself climbing them and swinging from branch to branch, something only my brain could do, for I was not one to climb trees. Chances were I would scrape my knees as I did as a girl when I tried to tightrope on the broad roots of ancient, majestic trees in Monroe during my sixth summer before I was shipped to camp, and never roamed those mountain trails to pick blueberries again. End poem.
Very nice. I think the kind of the poetry based on memory and just, you know, kind of a snapshot of different things is really a specialty that you have been exhibiting for a while. I think that's a real strong suit of yours.
Oh, thank you, Michael. That's really a very nice compliment.
You're very welcome.
I do remember those. I love those mountains, and I love being in the mountains, and such a, you know, such a short time in my life, but it was so powerful, you know?
Yeah.
I've written a story about blueberry, picking blueberries, too.
Oh, really?
That I might, yeah, which I wrote when I was in a workshop in Manhattanville, and they had me read it. They chose it to be read. So
very good.
Was actually the day that I realized that I was an author.
Because
all of the people that was sitting there, a lot of them were published authors. And afterward, they all came up to me and told me how they loved my story. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you find the people who are really successful tend to be encouraging as well, and they love it, you know. And I think that's why this show is so important as well.
It's true. It's true. It actually made me realize that I really love those people.
Yeah.
I love authors. And, you know, I realized I had a bond with them. Anyway, I'm going to step aside and let the other person go because I'm only number four. And I know you have a couple of more people left to me. So thank you, Michael. And don't ever think it's Blue Moon when it's Moon River.
Barbara, that was totally a joke.
Oh, okay. You don't mess around with my Moon River.
Oh, hey,
I'll just say.
Barbara, if you noticed around the same time, if you go back and listen, I mentioned that, and then I started mentioning some alternative ideas for global warming right afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all a joke. It's all a joke. All right.
Okay, then you're forgiven.
All right, well, thank
getting
you.
Off the song.
I love that song, too. I love that song, too.
Yeah, great, great, great show. And Christine, glad to hear you. Sorry, my voice is so awful.
Oh, it's just fine. We appreciate. We're glad that you're feeling better. So thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. Right. Okay, bye, guys.
Goodbye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. The logical next step.
You know it. What is it? Is it next week that's After Dark?
Yes.
So if she's just getting over the sore throat, she might have that husky rasp going next week.
That's true.
She could really get into some good After Dark.
Well, I was thinking that we could really do
side-eye
After Dark. We could actually do After Dark by just all ASMR style. JT, we should do all of After Dark like this.
This would be awesome.
Yeah, and then we just
watch how many people just draw.
Yeah, they would just completely tune out.
Exactly.
That would probably really make the ratings go up if we started superimposing bodily function sounds. That always is good radio. All right. People who can save us. Let's go to Mary in Arizona.
After Dark. We can actually do After Dark.
That's one heck of a delay.
Hey, Mary.
A delay?
Yeah.
What
you were listening to, I think we said like 30, 40 seconds ago.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it happens. It's okay. It just changes from time to time.
It has nothing to do with my ignorance, don't you understand?
Even
though you got to hear yourself over and over again.
I don't understand anything about ignorance, Mary. That's the problem.
No, we're in Jetsons now. Let's zoom on over, get that little thing, and let's go.
Woo-hoo! Huh.
All right. I'm sorry for all that delay, and I won't disturb any more of that sound. Let's just go with a little old time. I think the guy was blind. I don't know what made him blind. I'd have to look it back. But let's do a little something like this. New Year's Day. To celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy. Hearts to give away. First of spring, no song to sing. In fact, it's just another ordinary day. No April rain, no flowers that bloom, no wedding Saturdays within some months of
But what it is, something true, made up of these three words that I must say to you. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time for bursting into southern sky. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joys you bring. But what it is, so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever do. I just go to say I love you. I just go to say how much I care. I just come to say I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I just come to say I love you. I just come to say how much I care. I just come to say how much I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Last time I just come to say I love you.
Very lovely. I got to tell you, I don't know why I have this image in my head, but the very last part of that song, I just had this image that you just like knocked over your keyboard. Like, it's over.
No, it's going down. The whole damn thing, I'm just going to shove it to the left and it's going over.
It's like smashing your guitar at the end of a...
And then Mary falls off the stage and everyone goes home happy.
Woohoo! Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. I have been... Back when Coldplay made their very first tour through Colorado... My brother and I went and saw them, and they were playing to like 300 people. And Chris Martin was jumping around, and he fell off the stage in the middle of a song.
See, Chris Martin falls off a stage. See?
Oh, Mary, I've fallen off the stage so many times, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
No, don't make me think about it. No, I don't want to really fall off the stage.
No, don't you fall off the stage. I've fallen off. I've done enough for all of us. Don't do it. Just make a decision.
I'm not going to. No, I'm stronger each day. I'm working out in the pool now.
All right. See, that's what you need.
I'm a snake.
You're a snake because you work out in the pool. Therefore, don't fall off the stage. Crowds tend to scatter when a snake falls among them.
She's an anaconda. She's an anaconda. Be aware. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary.
I don't know if we should ever meet in person because I think we'd freak everybody
maybe
out.
Not. Michael, this might be an experiment.
No, I think this would be a great social experiment. We totally need to do that.
Maybe we just need to go where
if
there's
I
a lot of really...
enough to drive to Wisconsin. I swear to God, I'll go through Colorado.
Oh, hey, Colorado's way close. But you know what? How about this? I'll wait until the winter and then come down to Phoenix. How's that sound?
That is so fabulous.
All right.
How many months? 9 months. Yep.
Well, it's pretty variable here.
Yeah, you don't plant out here until after Mother's Day.
It could be October. It could be October. Who knows?
Winter is all a fog for me now.
Yeah.
That's how any. That's how Game of Thrones fans feel too. But you know, we'll get there. Later. All right. Hey, thank you, Mary.
On to that, and thank you guys. What a lovely.
All right. We love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Yep. Bye bye.
Goodbye. And that was Mary calling from Arizona.
Because she just called to say that she loved us.
That's right.
She did.
She did. That's true.
That was awesome.
And then she serenaded us.
And she knocked the keyboard over at the end.
That was awesome.
All right. I think serenading is in the ears of the beholders.
Yeah?
Because I've played songs many times, and I have never once thought, I'm going to serenade these people. Yet I'm always asked if I'm serenading people when I'm playing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Are they saying serenading or serrated?
No, serenading.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, no, I don't really seem to have that other problem.
Okay.
Let's go now to George in Michigan. Oh. Hey, George, you're going to need to give us a call back. For some reason, we're having that little issue. So, JT, if you just want to speed it along and pop him out, and then he can just call us right back, and we'll get along with that. So I know that there's some variable things we're not going to necessarily talk about. What do you guys have plans for this next week while George is calling back in?
Work, school. I got some school work to do. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Hey, George. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm here.
Thanks for calling back. Appreciate that.
Not a problem.
All right.
It's always hard to follow a singing anaconda. So
it really is. Speaking of that, I'm going to be trying to do Nicki Minaj's Anaconda next time we do. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Thank you.
Anyway,
you can miss that one for me.
fair enough. Let's just say we did. Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right.
Yeah, this one I wrote about 112 years ago, and I thought I'd read it on here, but my little list says no. But I'll read it again. It's called. Is there an app for goodbye? I lost some people last year. I'm not ready to ask why. The answers aren't abundantly clear. Is there an app for goodbye? He left a hole in my analogy, doesn't tell me why. At least they're gone from this strife. But is there an app for goodbye? When they're stopped before their time and had not accessed their sky, and simple faith does not define. Is there an app for goodbye and a peace?
That's a powerful, powerful piece.
I hate to end it with such a sober note.
No, it's beautiful.
It's been much fun tonight.
That's a beautiful piece. I think we need to find a way to put that up in some artwork or something like that. You might be able to, if you had that up on a nice designed thing, you might be able to sell posters of that, to be honest.
Really? Well, that's,
I think so.
A compliment.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about it more, but George, I appreciate you always and appreciate your work and everything you bring to the show, and we'll be in touch.
Well, thank you. I will be.
All right. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time. All right. Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan, rounding out our return engagement set for the evening. Now, that was a beautiful piece and a great way to end the evening. So I'm just going to do that now. We're just going to say an early good night. So from myself, from JT, from Christine, from Ursa, the studio dog, and Novia, the studio cat, we love you. Thank you for spending this evening with us. We look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, keep writing. Good night.